you know, just once, I'd like to have an actual day off from the bullshit.
We don't get a day off. Remember, even people in the chat are saying, I thought you guys were going to be back Thursday. Yeah, so do we. Yeah. We're not doing a full show, by the way. This is just a weekend. Did not want to wait till tomorrow, well, after the YouTube announcement. So we decided, let's talk about it right now. Because there's too many people that are getting too big for their fucking britches and need to be taken down a fucking peg.
Yes. And for those of you that are not YouTube content creators and don't know about the story, let's give you the quick rundown. Last night at around 9 p.m., I received an email from YouTube informing me that my channel was no longer eligible for monetization. Mm-hmm. Now, obviously, this does not apply to the Revenge of the Sis channel, which has been hugely, you know, successful for a brand new channel. I mean, 5 months, not even 5 months, 2,500 views of subs is pretty good. So that's not in danger.
While being throttled, by the way.
But while being throttled and suspended multiple times.
And forced unsubbings.
Yes. Speaking of that, before we get into it, I showed Royce the other night. I'm sitting there watching, because I watch our analytics like a hawk. When I'm sitting there doing other work, mm-hmm. I always have a tab open where I am watching real-time data because we do all right enough that it's worth watching.
Yeah.
There's dips, and then there's peaks.
It's good to see what's working and what's not.
Yeah, and it's like live watching it is a great way to figure out what is, like he said, what's working, what's not, who sharing, whatever. So that being said, we noticed the other night we had a dozen people suddenly unsubscribed from our channel within a minute. Like, it was an instantaneous. I hadn't checked it. I looked at it. It was a certain number. I waited a minute. I refreshed it. We lost 12. So stop thinking you're fucking slick, YouTube, because we know we're on the
electric. One of the people that unsubbed happened to be one of my other YouTube accounts. Now, not my Hippo Juice one, but my Morlock Radio account.
You slick motherfuckers. And shout out to Andrew Gluck, at Real A Gluck on Twitter, who informed me last night, because he was doing just a regular gaming stream. He was talking about Aziz Ansari, a couple people in a room hanging out. I popped in there because we support our friends. And Gluck even was like, oh, yeah, I haven't seen any of your new videos lately. And then he's like, you know what? He tweeted me. He goes, yeah, I was unsubbed from you guys. And I'm like, yeah, I know. I know you were. We know. We're on to your little tricks, yeah, YouTube. You think you're slick.
They'll pop like 12 or 10 at a time, so you think you don't notice. Because we're getting a lot that are coming in, and they think you don't notice. But the problem is they're unsubbing people that are our friends. They unsubbed me from my own channel. So I've looked this up, by the way. This has been going on since 2016.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And YouTube's answer to that is, well, it must be a glitch because we're not doing anything. That's not an acceptable answer. No. You're taking revenue away from us is what you're doing.
Yeah, it is at best, as Royce said, an unacceptable answer. It is at worst a bold-faced lie. And if the Twitter controversy with Project Veritas has taught us anything, it's that these people are not altruistic. They're not good people. They are private companies. They are evil fucking soulless machines. And they have an agenda. They obviously, these are all tech Silicon Valley guys. They all have a liberal slant. And they all like to fuck with us little guys. So, as I said last night, I got an email. I said to Royce, man, I'm going to have to go pump up the old Mersh Comedy channel, mm-hmm. my original stand-up account. Because, yeah, it's only got like 130 fucking subs. And it's not like I was ever setting the world on fire with my stand-up. So I was trying to get people to the channel, and then I started looking, and we found out that it's now not only people with under 4,000 hours, 4,000 minutes of watch time, which is pretty attainable, but you have to have 1,000 subs, where you are not allowed to be monetized. That cuts out probably a solid 60% of YouTube accounts that were making not a lot of money.
But some.
But a lot of accounts making a couple of shekels here and there.
Groceries once a week. Like, you know, enough money to where it matters to people.
And that's the problem. They announced to thousands upon thousands of content creators, people who provide content to their platform for free, that they would no longer be sharing revenue with them that they generate from advertising. Now, let's make this clear. If your video sucks and it has 30 views and you have 100 subs and you're a nobody, no offense, But point is, YouTube is still going to run ads on your fucking videos. Do you think that they're going to miss an opportunity for an ad impression when the video is playing on the site? It doesn't matter if it only has 30 views. It's encoded in a way where you will run an ad on any video regardless of time. So this isn't a matter of them not running ads because your video sucks. It's a matter of them deciding you aren't worth paying and sharing revenue with.
Correct.
That is disgusting.
Because Mike says the ads are still running. Also, there's going to get more into it, just a little more backstory. Their whole system has always been vague and vague on purpose. For example, limited monetization, right? We deal with that. Our videos now are automatically limited, demonetized when they go up. Before they're scanned, before anything, they're automatically limited. And we've done test videos where we have incurred Mike's bleep stuff out. It doesn't matter. Once they have you on that list, you have it. But here's the problem with limited monetization. It says your ads may not run on your video, or minimal ads will run on your video. Hey, come Christmas time, our limited monetization ads had GM fucking ads coming on, Apple ads coming on, Applebee's, you know, other Apple-based products. No, but my point is that, you know, what does that mean? It's vague on purpose. And why does it say limited? Because then when you look at your video and you see that you're not making a lot of money because it's limited, you go, oh, I'm not making a lot because it's limited. They're running the same fucking ads. They know nobody could sit there every day and check everything. So they've been doing this for a while. And you're right. They're pushing people down. Now, Mike, the biggest disappointment, and you're the one that brought this up to me, but the biggest disappointment is the reaction of other YouTubers.
Yeah, dude, the bigger YouTubers have stabbed us all in the back. And you know what? I'll put it under what is this, another time where we predicted the future?
Yep.
We've been telling you guys for months, these people don't give a fuck about you. If Keemstar has 1 million subs and you've got 200, you think he wants you to get to fucking 30, 40,000? No. It's market share.
Free market. It's a competition. There's a reason Ben Shapiro isn't on CRTV.
Yeah, exactly. Because Ben Shapiro is a marquee name.
Correct.
A good businessman.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a guy that looks at a company and goes, so you're going to take a bunch of my money to do administrative work?
No,
fuck
thanks.
Out of here. No, thank you. YouTube creators, you are not fucking friends with each other, okay? They don't care about you. And as Roy said, they proved it today. We've been looking at Twitter all day.
Angry. I have been fucking livid at the responses of the same people that have always been new media fighting for the little guy. And by the way, not everybody. There's some people that have been fined, that are fine, that are bigger. For example, before we go into people, I love Baked Alaska. Let me give a shout out to him.
Thank you, Baked Alaska.
Thank you.
For being a guy who knows how to be a bit altruistic.
Correct.
And reciprocating.
Yes. For all the shit that man gets, he's a pretty giving person off the air. Now, there's some other people that look all altruistic on their channel, but off air are stingy motherfuckers.
Stingy is not even the word.
Well.
Well, I'll fucking say it because homie unfollowed us too.
Did he really?
A while back. So I unfollowed him too, motherfucker. Thinks he's sneaky. Sneaky, sneaky. Fucking, I know you unfollowed us, Bunty King, you sneaky Pete. That's why you got unfollowed back. Not a single retweet. So that's right. Kind of weird. You know, we get some good tweets.
Yeah.
We get tweets that we know get retweeted in enough impressions that they show up in your highlights.
Yes.
So to pretend like people aren't seeing our tweets, or seeing what we do, or seeing the streams we post, it isn't a matter of, like you said, oh no, I'm a good guy. I like to help people out. You like to help people out of more subs than you. Does it come over to your
channel?
Hey,
Bunty King is a good looking kid and he gets a lot of tail.
This is the first time I won't even laugh at that joke. I don't dispute that fact.
It's a fact.
Those are probably both true
facts. And here's what he posted that made us pretty upset. You want to read it, Mike? I think you could do Bunty better than I can.
Oh, you want me to try?
Yes, I want you to try.
All right, I'm going to try to do this.
He's working on it, but I think it's worth it. I think it's good enough.
I'm going to try to do this in Bunty King's voice. All right, ready? Hey, guys, look, I made it to 1K subs and 4K hours watch time while speaking in an Indian accent, driving around in GTA 5 and calling people mother bitches. Don't worry, you'll be fine. I think that was a pretty good bunty. That was actually a really good bunty. Listen, so like what I like to do is I'm pretty much just totally positive on my channel. So what I do is I have people in live stream with, and basically since I'm a radical centrist and I don't have any real principles, I just sort of spout little bits of everything and I never actually take any sort of stance on things. I like all my friends on YouTube, my friends.
Here's the thing. It's one thing to go on air and say all that, but it's another thing to help. When you make a statement like this, you forgot that at one point you were 400 subs. And back then, by the way, it was a lot easier. The rules now aren't the same. The rules now aren't the same when, let me use one of the oldest shows on there, Angry Video Game Nerd or Philip DeFranco. Let's use them. Perfect examples. Those are OG YouTubers. The rules back then were different than they are now. You are crippling people. Here's the thing, Bunty, that I want you to understand. I don't dislike him. I really don't.
No, I actually don't either.
Yeah. But I will say this. No, I know you don't.
I'm a comic and I will call people out. I don't give a fuck.
But I will say this. That statement is basically shitting on anybody up and coming now. I don't know if you do, but I know bigger YouTube people have direct contacts at YouTube that they could pick up a phone and call when they have a problem. When we get banned for 30 days, we're fucked, all right? And mind you, this isn't a woe is me because this new policy doesn't hurt us or affect us. Our YouTube numbers are fine. So this isn't going to demonetize us or anything like that. But it's the fucking principle of the thing. Because it's what Mike said. Not even 4 months ago, we had 200 subs. I was begging for them on Facebook because that's how it was. You needed at least 100 to get your own channel name. So to make a statement like that, no, they won't be fine. Do you understand that if YouTube is still making money on them, they're basically stealing from content that they don't have? This is to push new people down because they want to turn their platform. This is the first step into turning to their platform into some sort of TV-based thing where it's all subscription-based. That's what's going to happen. You're going to be okay. No, that's not true, Bunty. Maybe you're okay. Maybe you were fine. But we have a lot of friends, really talented friends, that were making some money doing this that now have all got the same email that Mike got for his personal account telling them they're not going to get any money now, they're going to be fucked, and they give them an unreasonable goal of 4,000 view hours and 1,000 subscribers. So that's a problem. I'm sorry to tell you, but that is a fucking issue. If you're a capitalist, you should get paid upon the work you do. If you do a little bit of work, you should still make some money. Money shouldn't be given to people. If they're running ads on everything, and they are, then how can you sit there and say this is okay? This is not okay. Yes, they're a private company. They could do what they want, but they should be called out for it. There should be all of you guys that made your fucking career out of all these little people helping you out. Now's the time to go, this is fucked up. They deserve to get paid. Listen, stop looking at it as competition. Look at it as fellow YouTubers. That is a fucking problem, dude. We work hard. And we were working just as hard when we were making no money with 200 subs and as we do now.
Yeah.
All right?
And let's establish this. For a four-month, three-week-old show, we've built it up to where, you know, we have around 200 a month in Patreon now. We make, you know, 20 to 30 bucks a month at least monetization on YouTube. And we have enough subs to continue. We're going to be fine. So I want to point out that this whole tantrum isn't coming from two guys that this even affects. We're going to be fine. We're already past the threshold. And we're going to continue to grow like one of the fastest shows on YouTube. I'm not worried about that. But nobody, even like, we're not even big. We're just big enough to justify monetization. We're the only guys right now advocating for these small channels. And there's a reason why. I said this months ago on this show. They're going after right wingers. They're going after the alt-right. They're going after Spencer and all these other guys, Invictus. They're demonetizing them. I said back then, this has nothing to do with politics. They have an excuse to not pay somebody. And I try to tell people, if you owned a business and you had a legal, verifiable reason to not pay an employee, you'd probably do it. That's the bottom line. And YouTube has figured out a way to get half of the world enraged at one half and another half enraged at the other half. And they manipulated and used politics, so now far right and far left channels are now demonetized. Now they're doing this with the next. Now the next step, they've already figured out a way to keep a lot of money.
Yep.
By still running ads. You think they don't run Ford truck ads on Richard Spencer's live streams? Go, you're out of your fucking mind. This is what they're doing. They're going to now demonetize the small channels. They've now figured out a way to essentially cut out a solid 70% of their content creators out of their fucking money. Their fucking money. So this is war.
Here's another one.
YouTube is waging economic war on the people that provide the content for its platform.
At Keemstar. Apparently, this is a big YouTuber. I don't know who he is.
He's a big YouTuber. He's a cunt.
So he tweeted, "Morning, everyone. Morning. Everyone is still bitching about these new YouTube rules. I see what a bunch of what I see is a bunch of entitled losers. I'm going to make a new Twitter video to talk about this. This is a good idea. Just need a coffee first. Look, just to prove you all wrong and how untalented and undeserving some of you small YouTubers are, I'm going to make a new channel and make content to disguise my voice. I bet I get 1,000 subs in less than a month. I think they should make it 5K subs and 20,000 hours of watch time. That would save YouTube and the ad economy."
And let's get something straight, too. You fucking pompous assholes. I don't give a fuck if it's Keemstar or if it's Bunty or Ian Miles Chung.
Although
I hate Ian Miles Chung's opinion on this matter, too. But luckily, with a guy like him, he'll probably change his opinion tomorrow and be on the other side.
Yeah, but he wasn't an SJW for a while and involved in Gamergate.
He absolutely was.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, then...
He was feminist and an anti-feminist and a Nazi and an anti-Nazi. Fuck you,
well,
too,
you
Ian,
know what?
You faggot.
Paint my face Native American. I didn't know that.
Listen, point is, all of you guys are fucking hypocrites. And I have a question to all of the Keemstars of the world, to all of the fucking Mr. Medicars of the world, all of you guys that fucking are advocating for this right now, you're really advocating for a company that has more cash on hand than any other company on the planet. A company that has turned into a behemoth we couldn't even try to kill if we wanted to.
Yep.
You are supporting them, making money off of people's content, but not paying them for that content. You have become what you hate. You're all fucking garbage. And my question to you is, do you think that YouTube is going to pay you guys, what, more money now? Do you think that that's how this is going to work? Huh? Oh, I don't think so, buddy.
Okay, here's the other thing, Keemstar.
They really think that, though. They think, oh, no, YouTube, they're buying the fucking, YouTube told me it'll work out better, and us bigger creators, and yeah, will you? Will you get more money? You gullible ass. How dare you call yourselves the skeptic community? You fucking retards.
This Keemstar person, by the way, I've never seen one of his videos. It's a he, right? I've never seen one of his videos.
I think, yeah, it's a dude.
Never seen one of his videos.
Me neither, but I know of him.
But the egotisticalness to think that, oh, I'll disguise my voice in thousands of... Listen, motherfucker, I guarantee you, number one, get off your fucking high horse. Our content, guaranteed, haven't seen your show, is better and funnier than yours. All right? So let's start with that. All right? Number one. Number two. How dare you shit on other people that are smaller? How dare you? You were at 100 subs once at one point, you fucking asshole.
We were at 400 like 3 months ago. It's not, you know what I mean? This would have affected us a few months ago if we got hit with this.
Help the people below you. Help them. You're always talking about especially all the people on the right on this thing. You're always talking about charity and all this and that. Why don't you fucking stand up for these people? Because guess what? YouTube doesn't care what a bunch of these other smaller channels say, but if the bigger channels stand up and go, hey, this is fucking horseshit, no, we don't agree to this, maybe some pushback would happen. But none of you have any balls, no, because you're getting those checks and you're getting those super chat things all the time. People are paying $5 to ask you the same question that they've asked you 500 times, but you keep feeding the beast. By the way, that's something else. Super chat, I think, has ruined a lot of things because instead of people putting on their own show and instead of people putting on, original content.
You just beg for super chat money
right
all the time.
I'll read our chat once in a while if it's good, don't get me wrong. But what I'm saying is that now they're just doing the show and getting tips. You guys are acting no different than a fucking street magician.
Or
you get
stripper.
That, right?
Internet or a stripper. You're basically cam
girls. Nah, because I want to fuck some strippers. I don't want to fuck any of these guys.
Yeah, you're basically cam girls with stage fright.
All right, well, what did Ian Miles Flip-Flopper Chong say? 4,000 hours
this
sounds
fucking,
like...
As Royce likes to call him, this fucking karate chop.
I call him this fucking karate chop, says. 4,000 hours... And by the way, guy who bailed on our show and who set up an interview, real fucking professional. That's why the only place you're ever going to be a journalist is on fucking Milo's site. Dangerous with a U. Go fuck yourself.
Dangerous.
4,000 hours sounds like a lot of time. Yes, for one person. 50,000 views on a single 5-minute video is 4,166 hours. Whoa. Okay. Hey, fucko. Hey, fucko. When you're a verified account and when you made your bones by fucking sucking SJW girls' clits, it's easy for you to say that. But guess what? Not everyone's verified now. And again, when you started is not at the same time as people starting now. You understand that the rules are so different now. YouTube has hired hundreds of people to go over manually review videos and monetize them. And yeah, dude, it's fucking different now. He says, the problem with YouTube advertising currently is that there's too few advertisers who see YouTube advertising as a waste of money, and rightly so, and they're spread too thin in irrelevant channels that will never provide them with any real income. With most channels getting demonetized, YouTube can rely less, if at all, on demonetization algorithms as their workload is cut down by 99% and allow them to provide proper human support. Okay, here's what's happening. You see what's happening? All these fucking phonies are reading the script that YouTube gave them. This is the script. Because listen, notice that a lot of these, it's almost like YouTube sent the message out to the bigger creators saying, hey, there's a change, but don't worry, it benefits you. Don't worry, Ian Miles Chong.
Wow.
This is good for you.
You know what? You got a good point because they all have the same sort of belief. And it's like, where did that belief come from?
It's a
they
weird...
were not led to believe.
Yeah. It's this. It feels to me like they all got the same form saying, don't worry, this means more money for you guys because you're one of our, I don't know what they call them, premium or ad safe or whatever they fucking call the bigger channels there. We don't know. We get banned all the time. Over there, it seems like they all got the same letter and they're all told, and they're basically using these same fucking talking points. You guys are fucking phonies, man. Claiming to stand up for the little people when you were fucking little people, and all you guys going back to what we talked about the other day, you go on your same stream, all the same fucking four people, and you jerk off to each other and go, oh, did you see this? Did you see that? Have an idea. Come up with some fucking original content because that's why no matter what happens, we're going to blow past all you motherfuckers.
I'm going to say this, though. We are going to reserve the bulk of our rage towards you fucking hypocritical scumbag YouTubers.
Yes.
For tomorrow. Because tomorrow we will have LA Werewolf on with us. Mm-hmm. And LA Werewolf has built up a considerable amount of venom in his belly as the two of us towards many of you. Keemstar, fucking Ian Miles Chong, you fucking Andy Worski and Styx, you cross-dressing fucking weirdo. We have a lot of shit on all you fuckers. So tomorrow we're going to lose it on you assholes. But
Skeptalk Live says they're called Google Ad Preferred. That's what they're called.
Yeah, preferred partners.
Are you?
So this is what we're going to do. I propose this. And look, we're not fucking, we don't have that big of a following, but we have a bigger following than anybody that this affects.
Correct.
So as of today, we are going to ask our listeners, our friends, our enemies. It doesn't matter right now. We need to wage war back on YouTube. And ironically, that does mean using the site more. So who knows? Maybe they're tricking us. But as of today,
a lot of wars have been fought in home countries.
As of today, if you see a channel with less than 1,000 subscriptions on it, subscribe to it. If you don't feel like seeing their shit in your feed, make an alt account and subscribe to it. I want to see every single channel have 1,001 subs.
Yes.
Okay. By March. So we're going to do this. Because that's the only way we're going to win. If we force YouTube to still have to pay these motherfuckers.
Can I call it Operation Red Dawn?
Sure.
Because we're parachuting in and taking them out.
Wolverines! Yeah. So in the spirit of, look, and we are in no ways trying to imply that we're a humongous show and we're going to be... We're going to make the biggest impact here, but we do want to lead the fight, and nobody else is doing this right now. All these people, ranging from the big boys, Andy Worski, all the way down to even medium-range guys like Bunty, they have betrayed you. They betrayed you today. So we don't even like half of you guys. Honestly, we don't. But we are going to support you.
We are.
Because just to spite YouTube... right now, they're the real enemy. So
we're going to, right now, and I want everyone to pay attention, we're going to be plugging and promoting some smaller YouTube channels that we want you guys to subscribe to.
Yeah, and these people tweeted to us throughout the day. Some are our friends. If we forget some people, we rush to get on the air today.
We'll get you next show. Don't worry.
Post your channel in the comments, and we promise we'll let it pass the spam filter.
Yes.
We're going to start with, we have two side channels that we've been doing from our years of doing stuff. Yeah. So you definitely want to go to More Like Radio. You look up More Like Radio on YouTube and make sure you subscribe to that. And Comedian Mersh, which would be this guy, subscribe to my channel as well. We have some friends also, LA Werewolf. He's not affected by this band.
No, he's doing
He's
well.
Actually bigger than we are. But he's a dear friend, and he supports smaller channels. So support his channel as well. LA Werewolf, our boy, he's going to be on the show tomorrow. Our friend Tasha Rose from Radical Mothering.
She's great.
Another one. Look up Radical Mothering on YouTube. And again, I'm going to make, if you go directly just to our YouTube channel, youtube.com/Revenge of the Sis. On our main splash page, there is a section called Featured Channels. Those are channels that we will select, and we will link to these smaller channels so that you guys can go right to our page. Mm. Just go to each one and hit subscribe. And I'm going to continue. I got a buddy of mine, The Backbencher. If you look him up, he's a good dude too, libertarian guy. My buddy Blake Luca, he has a channel. It's Scars and Tears, but it's he does his Wolfman activism on there. Ave Imperator. A gentleman who has been kind enough to have me on multiple streams of his, too. You guys want to check that out. Our buddy Zach, the Supreme Gentleman. Probably going to, keep track of his manifestos. Keep him on.
It's going to be a great Lifetime movie in the future, I promise.
And then we had some people we don't know that tweeted to us. Dragon Ball Fighters, Lord Beerus.
I'm going
to
watch that just on the name. That sounds like a cool
name.
I'm
going to watch it just to give him some towards that 4,000 minutes. Guys, so go subscribe to him. Again. Fuck, don't listen to these big boys. Fuck them. Let's fuck YouTube over. Everything you see with less than 1,000, subscribe, watch a video for a minute. Just fuck this giant company out of money.
Don't worry, as we've learned, subscribing doesn't mean you're going to get the notifications.
You probably just immediately get unsubbed.
Yeah.
There's another gentleman that I've reached out, Aggie Out Loud, A-G-G-I, Out Loud. He's on YouTube. Subscribe right now to that motherfucker. Shia Ray got in touch with us. Look her up. Black Man 1467. I don't know what that's... I hope he's not a black man in 1467, because that wasn't... a good time for
that
them.
Would have been terrible.
And then also the last one that got in touch was a lovely young lady named Jess at Beauty Playground, all one word. Again, go to that channel right now, hit subscribe. Let's just keep doing this to fuck YouTube's algorithm all up. Help these smaller guys out.
We'll put the channel to subscribe in the comments of this video if you're watching on YouTube.
I skipped right over them. Mm-hmm. And last and definitely not least, I'm very sorry, but I did mention you earlier in the program, at Real A. Gluck.
He's the best.
Our buddy A. Gluck, Andrew Gluck. He's another great guy. Follow him, subscribe, support these people because these guys are not. And again, we're not going to pretend to be like we're good guys. We're not. We're not the good guys.
No.
Don't start subbing to us and going, they're the champions of it. No, look, we're doing this to spite a piece of shit company fucking literally the poorest people on their platform out of money. So that's the only reason we're doing this. Some of these channels, I don't even know. They might be neo-Nazi channels. They might be left-wing Antifa blow up the government channels. I don't give a shit. If it has 999 fucking subs, hit the subscribe button, watch one of their videos, and let's fuck this company over. I'm had it. I'm done.
It is getting fucking gross. Also, like Mike said, if you're watching this video, you want to promote your channel, on this video alone,
Please. Yeah, don't start spamming on all our videos. We'll
but on this one, we will let it pass the spam filter. Plug your channel.
Yes.
We want the little guys. And mind you, we're not huge or anything, but we want you guys to get a fighting chance because this is fucking unfair.
Yeah. We got 2,500 subs. So if you can get a quarter of that out of us, it should get you well on the way to 1,000. So
yeah.
In the comments of this video, feel free, link to a video or link to your channel. And yeah, let's... Fuck YouTube, man. Fuck Google. Fuck them.
They don't fucking deserve it. They don't deserve your. They don't deserve any. And again, they've set themselves up in a perfect position where there's nothing you could do about it.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be live tomorrow.
Yeah,
with a real show.
We're gonna have a lot of fun tomorrow.
But here's a little preview of tomorrow's show. I'll just put that up for them. They could see.
Oh no!
That's
it's
preview.
Gonna get really weird. I'm sorry, Sticks.
That's a bigger channel, huh?
I'm sorry.
All right.
Sticks.
Well, we're gonna get to. By the way, that's the best picture we have. It gets
oh,
worse.
Oh no! I know. It gets worse.
No, thank you. This isn't a real show. This won't count towards the show numbers. This is just a quick little announcement thing that we wanted to put out there. Thank you guys for listening. Go ahead.
No, when I'm going to show it, Dan.
Okay. Thank you guys for listening. We will be back tomorrow at the same time, 4 p.m. on Twitch. Or you know where to find the replays everywhere. You know how to do it. And Patreon.com.
Yeah, Patreon.com/ we're not sorry. If you want to do one time, PayPal.me/ we're not sorry. Leave a review on Facebook. Leave a review on iTunes. Like our videos. Share our shit around. It really helps us break through the shadow banning and the bullshit. And guys, good news for you. I'm going to share a link right now in the chat, and I'll share it on our pinned comment in the YouTube video. T-shirts are back full time.
Yes.
And we'll have other cool stuff too. Maybe we'll even have a mug. I don't know. But yeah, we got to shill sometimes. We're sorry about that. Tomorrow, LA Werewolf on the program.
That's right. Thank you so much. Thank you for tuning in to this quick show. We'll be back.